Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 11. The Intrinsic Significance of Fearing the Lord and the Economy of God. Friday Related Verses. Jeremiah 32:39-40. And I will give them one heart and one way, to fear me all the days, for their own good and for the good of their children after them. And I will make an eternal covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them, to do them good. And I will put my fear into their hearts, so that they will not turn away from me. Jeremiah 31:33-34. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Jehovah. I will put my law within them and write it upon their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. And they will no longer teach each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know Jehovah. For all of them will know me, from the little one among them even to the great one among them, declares Jehovah. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Psalm 25:12-14. Who then is the man who fears Jehovah? Him will he instruct concerning the way that he should choose. The intimate counsel of Jehovah is to those who fear him, and his covenant will he make known to them. Psalm 130:4. But with you there is forgiveness, that you would be feared. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. Romans 15:6. That with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 1:14. These all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Suggested reading. We, the chosen people of God, should all have one heart, to love God, to seek God, to live God, and to be constituted with God, that we may be his expression, and one way, the triune God himself as the inner law of life with its divine capacity. This one heart and one way are the one accord. Divisions result from having a heart for something other than Christ and taking away other than Christ. This eternal covenant is the new covenant. It is by this covenant that God will not turn away from us and will plant us in Christ, our good land. In Christ and all his aspects will be bought by us, that is, gained by us through our paying the price, to forget the things that are behind and pursue Christ. How can we truly know and understand God's covenant? Psalm 25:14 tells us, the intimate counsel of Jehovah is to those who fear him, and his covenant will he make known to them. You may hear others speak of God's covenant, and you may also know a little about the matter of a covenant, but unless God reveals it, you will still have no power, and you still cannot hold fast God's word. Therefore, God must show it to us in our spirit. What kind of person can have God's revelation? The Lord gives his intimate counsel only to those who fear him, and his covenant to those who fear him. To fear means to magnify, to exalt him. A person who fears God is one who seeks God's will with a full heart, and with the intention of completely submitting to God's way. Those who are lazy, careless, double-minded, proud, and complacent can never expect God to reveal his intimate counsel to them. Neither can they expect God to reveal his covenant to them. The Lord only gives his intimate counsel and reveals his covenant to those who fear him. Therefore, if we truly want to know God's covenant, we need to learn to fear God. People think that God's forgiveness will cause man to become audacious and reckless. Little do they know that the grace of God's forgiveness is to bring man into the fear of God. Our experience tells us that the more we are forgiven by God, the more we fear Him. The more we have received the grace of God's forgiveness, the more we have the fear toward God. Only those who have never been forgiven by God and who have never tasted the grace of God's forgiveness can behave in an audacious and reckless manner, doing whatever they please. Once we have tasted the grace of God's forgiveness, we immediately have a fearful heart, and we also hate sin. The grace of God's forgiveness causes us not only to fear God, but also to love God. On the negative side, because we fear Him, we refrain from doing things that are displeasing to God. On the positive side, because we love Him, we do things that are pleasing to Him. In Luke 7, the sinful woman, having been forgiven by the Lord, not only ceased from her sinful living, but also poured out all she had and all she was on the Lord to express her love toward Him. The law which condemns us cannot free us from sin, but grace which forgives us can. The more we have been forgiven by God, the more we love God. The reason that sinful woman loved the Lord much was that she was forgiven much by the Lord. Therefore, God's forgiveness of man results in man's fearing Him and loving Him.